From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Which technology is overlooked by many farmers yet consistently saves money on fuel, labor, mileage, time, and thousands of gallons of water? Soil moisture sensors. But despite the concrete dollar returns, many growers still rely on foot scrapes or shovel and eyeball methods. University of Arkansas professor Chris Henry tells the Farm Journal growers with doubts and worries should begin with inexpensive watermark sensors, but find something that makes sure their water use is meeting crop demand. A new environmental working group report shows almost 28,000 U.S. farmers received taxpayer-funded federal farm subsidies or disaster relief payments for 32 straight years. The USDA data reportedly shows payments totaling roughly $19.2 billion. According to Agriculture.com, farmers remain eligible for subsidies as long as their average annual adjusted gross income is less than $900,000 and they have more than $1,000 in farm sales. In retaliation to U.S. duties on steel and aluminum imports, Mexico has now imposed a 10% duty on chilled and frozen U.S. pork cuts, along with a 15% duty on sausages and 20% on some hams. Mexico's Ministry of Economy also opened a 350,000 metric ton duty-free quota that is aimed at attracting pork cuts from other sources, including the European Union. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says the U.S. pork industry will vigorously defend its share of Mexico's growing pork market.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.